Now, I'm sure a number of you will have been to firework parties over the last few evenings. You'll have seen the fireworks in the sky. You've probably been kept awake at night. All those bangs, the rockets, the fountains. I notice we don't seem to have any Catherine wheels these days. How many of you have seen some fireworks over the last week? Just put your hand up. One, two, three, four, five. Good. Lots of you. Why do we have fireworks in November? Why? Well, you seem to have them all the year round now. Why do we have fireworks in November? Sophie, do you know? Go on, you tell us. Yeah. And did he win? Did he succeed? He didn't, did he? We do. That's absolutely brilliant answer, Sophie. Thank you. Yes, there was a man lots of years ago. The first man's name was actually Robert Catesby. And he was a Roman Catholic, and he felt that the King of England at the time, James I, wasn't going to favour him and the Roman Catholics. So he and his family and his friends, they got together and they plotted to blow up the place where Gordon Brown now works. And all the Houses of Parliament and all the government. And they wanted to blow up the King. You're quite right, Sophie. And the King was James I. But we think that just before they were going to blow it all up, they were a bit worried that some of their friends were going to be in the building. And they thought, what happens to our friends when we blow up the Houses of Parliament? We better let them know that they shouldn't be there on that day. And so we think that they wrote a letter to their friends, and because of that letter it began to be known that a man called Guy Fawkes was going to be underneath the Houses of Parliament in a room with 36 barrels, 1,800 pounds of gunpowder, and he was going to blow the whole lot up. But the plot was made known, the guards went down into the cellar underneath the Houses of Parliament, and they found Guy Fawkes sitting there, ready to light the blue touch paper, just like Davy's been doing at all of our firework parties over the weekend. And he actually called himself John Johnson, which seems to me to be not a very inventive name. John Johnson was what he went around known as, but it was Guy Fawkes. And all the plotters, bar a few, were then hung, drawn and quartered. And so it's quite right, we celebrate that day. And you know, the government all those years ago actually said, they gave a law of Parliament that on November the 5th, it was to be a day of celebration for our joyful deliverance. And the government gave us a special day to remember that great deliverance when our king and our government were not blown up. So three things for us this morning. First of all, know, just as Sophie knows, why we have Guy Fawkes Night. Why we celebrate with fireworks. A plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament was discovered. And it was appointed then as a day of deliverance. A day of joyful celebration. But secondly, also know this, because they probably don't tell you this in your history lessons at school, that at the time, Bible-believing Christians believed that the discovery was because of God's kind intervention. That it was because of God intervened that the Houses of Parliament weren't blown up. Just as in the days of the Spanish Armada, the Bible-believing Christians believed again that we were safe from the Spanish Armada because of the hand of God upon us. God works in history to deliver his people. So that's the second thing. Know why you celebrate Guy Fawkes Night. Secondly, remember that Bible-believing Christians believe that that and things like the Spanish Armada were because of God's good hand upon us. But lastly, remember this. And try and work this into your thinking every time you think about firework night. God is a God who delivers his people. He provides a way out for them. We find that in the Old Testament, in the Exodus, when God's people escaped from Egypt, where they've been slaves. But we find it in the New Testament, in the Lord Jesus Christ. The living God is a God who delivers his people. And he gloriously delivers them from their sin and from being punished for their sin. How? By sending into the world his only begotten Son. That whosoever would believe upon him would not perish, but would be delivered, but would be free from their sin and its consequences, and would know everlasting life. It's a day of joyful celebration when we celebrate the deliverance from Robert Catesby and Guy Fawkes. But later on today, we're going to remember another deliverance. the greatest deliverance the world's ever known, and that's a deliverance from our sin, because Jesus Christ came and he died for us to pay the price of our sin. Do you know that today is a great day of joy as well? A day of celebration, because you know that you have been delivered from your sin, because you know that Christ died for you. And of his deliverance, we'll boast.